B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, the all-important 5 o'clock hour on a Thursday is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You get 20% off all windows and doors right now. Also, no money down and 3 years to pay it off, interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. A little early in the show, I said that the Philadelphia Inquirer's football edition, the preview edition, was in today. And they went through the schedule, and they have the four people that cover football for them select the winner.
Okay.
So in week one, all four go with the Eagles.
I agree.
Yeah. Not a big thing here. Week two, three of the four go Eagles.
I go Eagles.
You go Eagles.
Yep.
All right. Jeff McClain goes Rams.
It wouldn't be a shocker, but I don't trust the Rams. I don't trust the coach anymore, mm-hmm. and I don't trust that quarterback.
All right, so you got them so far. You've got them 2-0.
Yep.
All right, let's go to week three. It's Cincinnati.
Lock win.
And one of the four have the Bengals.
Interesting.
Paul Domowicz, the venerable football man.
Okay.
All right, so you got them 3-0.
Yep.
At San Fran, all four have a loss.
So do I.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. That is...
It's at Pittsburgh.
Okay, it is at Pittsburgh. Two of the four have the Eagles. The other two go with the Steelers.
I have another loss for the Eagles because Ben apparently has looked good. So I went through and found my sheet from when we first did it,
mm-hmm.
and I only made... two changes. That was one of the changes. I thought that was a win. Now that Ben is healthy, I now have that as a loss.
Okay. Paul Domowicz and Jeff McClain have the Eagles winning that game.
Okay.
Week six, Ravens. All four go Ravens.
I also go Ravens. So
you got three losses in a row.
After three wins in a row.
Oh, my.
This is when we start getting the Hurts calls.
three losses in a row.
Yep.
They're calling for Jalen.
Yep.
After game six.
Yep.
New York Giants, home game, week seven.
Yeah, short week. I think they destroy that game.
Yeah, all four have the Eagles to win that game. Let's move on to week eight. Dallas at home, November 1st. Three of the four have the Cowboys.
That's the Eagles win.
All right, you're going to win. So, only Domowicz has the Eagles winning that game.
So, and it's the perfect bye week because it happens, that goes right into the bye. So, eight before, eight after, which is the perfect bye week. I have them 5-3 going into the bye.
Okay. All right, let's go to week number nine where all four of them at the New York Giants had the Eagles winning.
I also have winning. Parsley, even though it's short amount of time playing them, coming off a bye, they're not going to lose to the Giants.
You've got... three wins, three losses, three wins.
Yeah.
Week 11 at Cleveland. Three of four of the Eagles winning. Domowicz picks the Browns.
I agree with Domowicz. I think the Eagles lose that game.
Ooh, all righty. So week 11, Baker Mayfield stings them?
Yep. I've been hearing good things. They're coming up high off that Giants loss and looking ahead to Seattle. Mm-hmm. Loss.
All righty. Week 12, home, Seattle Seahawks. Two of the four pick the Eagles.
Loss.
Whoa.
They can't beat that team and they can't beat that quarterback.
Pick Seattle. You're right. That quarterback's unbeatable.
They can't beat them.
At Green Bay, week 13, two of the four go Eagles.
And this is the team, the Packers can't beat the Eagles. I had the Eagles winning.
All right, they win at Green Bay.
Yep.
Bowen and McClain picked the Packers.
I don't think the Packers can beat this team.
Okay. Let's go now with New Orleans.
My lock of the season coming up.
Eagles.
Win the game. That Saints team by then, just watch. To me, look at the Saints schedule right before that is treacherous with travel and who they're playing. To me, literally, if I had to bet one game this season, that's the one. I've had that thing circled since April.
Plus, you got pins in the Drew Brees doll.
Well, yeah.
In addition to that.
That doesn't hurt. But no, the biggest reason is The Saints schedule around that time is really tough, and them to have to travel to the, I think they have to go to Seattle the week before and then come back and go at Philadelphia. Eagles are going to win that game.
All right. All four picked the Saints.
Okay.
For the people to cover. So you got them right now, 8-5.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we move on to week 15 at Arizona. Three of the four pick the Eagles. So there's one guy that picks the Cardinals in this game.
This was my other one that changed. I had that as a loss. After reading the tea leaves of what's going on, I think that they're still not there yet as a roster. Eagles go out there and win that game.
All right, so you're at 9-6. That's easy breezy here. 9-6. Because week 16, wait a minute. So week 16 is at Dallas.
Yeah.
You've already picked them to win.
They lose that game.
They lose to Dallas.
They lose that game.
And they finish 9-7, which would be in a precarious spot for the playoffs.
Nah, that's 10-6, because I got them winning the last game of the year.
We had a 9-6 going into that game. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the last game. Okay.
Last game.
Yeah, so they're 9-7 right now.
No, they're 9-6.
You had a 9-6 before the Dallas game.
No, the five losses I had before were 49ers, Steelers, Ravens, Cleveland, Seattle. Five losses, and Dallas is sixth loss.
I counted large. So you had them 9-5 there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's 9-6, and then Washington makes them 10-6.
Yep.
All right, well, that's solid playoff.
I'm at 10-6. I bet. I think that's what they are. I don't think they're 12 wins. I don't agree with the 8-8 people either, though.
Yeah.
I think they're a 10.
Yeah, I can go exactly with that number. 10-6.
That's where I'm at. I don't think that they're up there with the elite, that because somebody's going to win 12 or 13, 14 games. Okay. I don't think they're with them. The one thing to watch, though, if you want to get to 11, I believe either the 49ers or Ravens are going to take a step back. I don't think both of them are just going to come back as strong.
Okay.
If you want to look for the 11th win, they would win one of those games because one of the teams that we think are good ends up stinking.
Yeah.
Which always happens in the NFL. You just got to figure out which team it's going
to
be.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. Jerome in Elkins Park joins us. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, afternoon, folks. How you doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Mike, you got for punishment there, political lies. I mean,
it's just as people's response.
I'll tell you what mine is. I don't do the high-tech thing, you know. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know.
All right. I've got no opinion. I have an opinion, but I have no opinion. Mm-hmm. For the record, right. I'm just going to read the responses, and I'm going to read some with emphasis and some not.
You gotta hope. No, I'm not going to get that because I'm wasting my time here.
I hope
the Phillies' third baseman continues the way he is.
Uh-huh.
That's my positive thing. Now I'm going to jump into something as far as my favorite sport. I only saw the last 3 minutes of that double overtime win. Mm-hmm. And even then, I was thinking I was going to see some people bail out, but Jason Tatum just comes there, bang after a shot. If anything else, Ben Simmons should have been looking at, you know, Lowry and how he plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you know, if some Donovan has become available, and I'm intrigued because I just don't care that much, and I'll be a little you're Kirkish, but you know that's your stick, Mike. Is LeBron's Butler? I ain't too high on him. Ex Butler, I'm not that high on him as far as a head coach.
Mm.
Look, Tyrone's gonna make him. He's gonna suck his bottom lip in on this one. I give Embiid a year if he buys in, and I mean being in shape and not wearing biohazard suits and tweeting about what ifs, you know. Because when you look at
it. You're done with the clownish things these days.
Oh, I've been done with it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's scared of the Sixers. And I'm going to get blasted off soon. But in this division, I thought when, they lost Lowry, when they lost Leonard, the Raptors, they were going to go downhill. Uh-uh. You know, they still got the gumption. You know, the Celtics are young. Miami, these are organizations that are locked in place. That are right now better than the Sixers as far as organization.
Yeah, I agree with you.
People talk about the process being bad and losing and whatever, but can you imagine if they had picked just a good group of players? And some they let go far as somewhat of a value.
Yeah. No, I got you, Jerome. But one of the things I talked about after they got eliminated was it just wasn't an elimination. it was now you're behind in the pecking order. Now, Milwaukee, obviously, depending on what happens to them, the air's going to come out of them when he leaves. But still, you know, the Heat, they're going to get another great player. They're going to absorb another great player. I see it now. The Heat's going to be, they're going to rekindle that whole situation.
And
it could be Giannis.
Well, that means that's a trade.
Yeah.
So what do they give up? You got to match a max salary.
Udonis Haslam.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. They have to do a trade.
Yeah, I hear you.
Where, if you were going to trade Ben, which I'm not, they could not do better than Ben Simmons if they decide to trade him.
Yeah.
They cannot do better.
You're right.
They can't. Like, if you want, I'm not trading him. I'm just saying, if you wanted to trade him.
Yeah.
If you wanted to trade him, the Bucks will not get a better return than Ben Simmons if you decided to do that.
Yeah.
Because Miami can't offer him. It turns out the Embiid tweets were a Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't need that anymore.
Well,
I don't need the trickster stuff.
Well,
I don't need the Mountain Dew commercials.
Needs it.
I know he does. But I don't need to read the tweets.
Yeah, but so
yeah, I want ball tweets. That's what I want.
He's not the only one that tweets about their money.
I understand, but he's my only problem. The other people are my problem. He's my problem.
Yeah, I can't. I'm get some money and be. Okay. I never tell a guy not to get his money.
He's still getting his money.
He would not get the money.
I don't need him to like play me with his little commercial ventures. I need him to look about ball and say ball. That's what I need. That's what I want. Let's go to Keith on a cell. Keith, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Keith.
Hey, Mike. How's everything
going? What's going on, Keith?
This coaching situation, Tyronn Lue is probably outside of four coaches ahead of him that I like. I just don't think his resume is good, only except that he coached LeBron and Kyrie Irving. What did he do after they left?
You're right, but it does. You know, he did do something. I understand that he's got LeBron, Kyrie Irving, but he had that team was struggling before he got there.
All right. What about
Nate restored?
McMillan?
He restored order. He gave him a plan to win.
All right, what about Nate McMillan?
Another retread. I don't want retreads.
So you'll take Lou over McMillan?
Yeah, probably.
What about Mark Jackson?
No.
Just straight no?
Yeah, straight no. Yeah, wow. Just straight no. Well, what's Mark Jackson? See, I can't see him X and Owen with next to Mike Breen. So, like, well, because he's on TV, all of a sudden he's, yeah.
You know, what about bringing Larry Brown back?
Nah, LB's past the time.
All right. Now, what about the guard situation? Are you good with Shake Milton? I just thought
no,
he was like
I don't,
a high school.
No, I'm not good with him.
High school player. Okay, well, who do you want to bring in? You like Chris Paul?
Yeah, I would make that deal if I could get rid of Al Horford. I don't want to see Al Horford again. I told you, if he's back with the Sixers, I'm moving to Costa Rica.
Now, what about Mike Scott? What are they going to do with him?
Yeah, who cares?
All right, man. Thanks for
everything, man. All right, yeah. Mike Scott, well, I care about him.
Yeah.
Mark
Jackson last night, he's doing the game.
Yeah.
And he keeps on saying, Kemba was terrible last night. Now, it's just one bad game.
Yeah.
5 points in 50-some minutes. And every time down, Tatum's making a shot, Brown, whoever it might be, Smart is killing them, playing tough. Mm-hmm. He said the same thing 8 straight trips. You got to run a play for Kemba here.
Yeah.
Tell me all I need to know.
Yeah, listen. I got the anti-broadcaster thing. Most people have the pro broadcaster thing because they see how smart they are from a bench watching a game. Like anybody could look at a game if you got ball in your blood like those guys do, and you can analyze the game. That doesn't mean on the sidelines you're going to be a good coach. So I don't want any broadcaster. I want a guy who's currently involved in the game. All right, so all broadcasters are out for me. Stan Van Gundy, Jeff Van Gundy, the sisters, Van Gundy sisters. I don't want any of them.
Oh, which?
All right? And I don't want Mark Jackson. I don't want Mike Breen. I don't want Chris Webber. Yeah?
Would you consider, this guy has been doing TV and almost got the Cleveland job last year. Which and they probably wish they hired him. Would you consider Chauncey Billups?
Yes.
Who wants to pull a Nash and go straight to coaching?
I would consider Chauncey because I think he's got what it takes.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. He's a smart guy. He played the game smart.
Won.
Yeah.
So he could show a ring to these guys in their face.
That's really the only exception I would make. He's kind of a broadcaster, but not really.
Yeah.
He's more of a, he's on TV as an analyst sitting in that chair.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, because Indiana is interviewing him.
Yeah.
And there were people on social media mm-hmm. saying the Sixers, and I can go either way. I wouldn't be against it. If they interviewed him, he's the best guy, hire him.
Yeah.
But he also has no coaching experience, and you're expecting mm-hmm. to win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's like a trade-off.
Yeah. I don't want Dick Vitale.
You don't want Dick Vitale?
I don't want Jay Billis.
What about Walton?
Yeah, I don't want Walton.
But Walton, he's still doing those Pac-12 games.
No, I'm the anti-broadcast guy, coach guy.
Cool.
It's good, Joe, West Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
You know what? I had a quick Eagles point, real quick, and a Sixers point. My Eagles point was when you were talking about the quarterbacks, I think Howie might be looking at this. If you think about the NFL, the top two highest paid quarterbacks in a reigning NFL MVP aren't even top five picks. I think like Howie thinking some kind of misevaluation might be going on with the newer kind of quarterbacks is coming in. And I think he might think he's got a steal with Hurts in that second round. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, Hurts did have CD Lamb. I mean, he got a number one prospect that nobody complained about him getting the ball all year. He got the ball. And I mean, even before the draft, he was a lot of people's favorite college football player, from what I heard. I mean, that's the thing I hear.
Well, listen, I think that Howie is a guy who's swayed by the new toy. And so the new toys have propped up on guys that are multifaceted as quarterbacks, like Lamar and like Mahomes and like Deshaun Watson. So I think he's looking at that skill set and going, okay, this is where the league's going because I got to have my guy now. And the timing works out perfect for it.
Yeah,
and he's really got nothing to lose here. But make no mistake about it, he didn't draft him just to be a better backup quarterback. That's what I know.
I know that too.
You don't know. Most people are like, oh, they need a better backup than Sophia. Yeah, your sister need a better backup.
Still looking at that guy, Prescott and Dallas.
And my
sickest point is, man, I think if we could really do that Chris Paul thing, I think they were really right or wrong. I mean, I think Chris Paul is a guy. I think that's your Magic Johnson have been looking for him. I think he's a guy who can get these dudes in all the right places mm-hmm. to take advantage. I see Ben 10 more dunks. I mean, because he doesn't have the pressure of a ball handling all game because of Ben. He doesn't have the pressure of scoring because of Joel.
I like it in conjunction with giving it to Al. That's why
I think that could be.
Yeah, it's not like I'm not out there. I desperately need Chris Paul. But if I get Chris Paul for Al, I'm okay with that.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely okay with it. I think they're better teams for it. I don't think it's a sideways move. I mean, you know what I mean? The Sixers they guard the G League level. I mean, wherever you want to start from. And I think Chris Paul, with his leadership ability, his talent, and to come here and not have any pressures on him. I mean, to be a freelance. You know what I mean? I think that'll do wonders. You know what I mean? Especially on, as coaching. We all talk about the guys standing around and being still and not moving with Brett Brown. I think you'll see a lot more movement and, direction out there on the court. So
yeah.
I don't think it would be sweet if we could do it.
All right. Thanks, man, for the call. Appreciate it, Joe. All right, let's go.
You go to break.
Would I consider Tim Duncan?
Yes, he is.
As a coach?
Yes. Popovich, and apparently there's a bit of a power struggle out there where mm-hmm. Popovich wants him to be the successor. But the Spurs owners apparently don't see it that way. So would you consider him?
Well,
he has been assistant now, but only with the Spurs.
He would get respect
right away
because he's Tim Duncan. But I don't know whether he would be a guy who could step on the pedal.
Yeah,
I don't see that in his personality.
Yeah, that.
So I mean, I have no idea. Maybe he could. I just don't. I've never seen Tim Duncan that way. Like sometimes you got to be forceful with things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he would be capable of that.
He would definitely get Embiid buy-in, for sure.
Yeah.
But what about the other guy?
Yeah.
You got to get buy-in from both.
Yeah, I don't know. It does help that he's got some experience as an assistant.
He has been with Pop.
Yeah.
I mean, so was Brett Brown, but the difference is he also was a very high level walking around with 5 rings.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't...
Yeah, that's automatic respect.
Yeah.
And if you don't respect him, then
you're out of here.
Right.
Because he's got 5 rings.
Exactly.
He knows what he's talking about.
All right. Let's take a break. It will come down. We're headed to Sound Off today as Sound Off is back. Again, if you want to climb in and Sound Off last second, it's 610-771-9705. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All righty, it is 5:30. It's time for our final Twitter poll numbers. The final numbers happen at this time every day on the Mike Mussnelli Show. Of course, the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you need a new mower or other outdoor power equipment, go see Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown because they have it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or just give them a call and you can pick it up. They have safe contactless pickup right at the shop in Doylestown. Natalie, final numbers today.
Thanks, Mike. Over 800 votes on this one. Does it bother you the way Peter's and Earth's contract situations are being handled? 60% say yes, 40% say no.
All right, 60% are bothered by it. We heard from people that weren't bothered by it at all today, and that's fine. Because, again, the right result happened. And so you line up, play football, your best team out there. Until he has a couple of false starts and gives up a sack to Chase Young. And then people say, see, it should come a right guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know that's going to happen.
It is. But they better, when they're saying that, they better hope Pryor's playing lights out at right guard.
Yeah.
Because if Pryor gets beat inside for a sack, then you say, see, it'll be even worse if he was a tackle.
Yeah.
So they better be careful.
Good subplot to this game. We have the Fanatic football poll that we've been telling you about. It's an actual poll. It's kind of cool. We should, like, you should send a picture out of the poll.
Of the pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so people can see. It's an actual baby pool.
Yeah.
It's a football field baby pool.
Yeah.
It's got goalposts and stuff.
It's neat.
Yeah, it's very cool, and we're filling it with stuff. So this is presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. It's the Fanatic football pool. We're going to fill the baby pool shaped like a football field with cash and prizes. And starting Monday, four times a day we'll do it on every show. So we'll do it at 8 o'clock. With Farzetta and the boys, and then noon with Anthony, 4 p.m. with us, and the 8 p.m. with Devon. So if you're the fifth caller starting then, we'll do it four times a day, you will win $100 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. And then we're going to ask you a simple football trivia question. And if you get the question correct, we'll put you in the grand prize drawing to win the entire Fanatic football pool and everything that's in it. And let me tell you what's in it. There's some booby prizes, some Bobo stuff, but also some good stuff. Like the booby prize would be Jamie Lynch's James Thrash bobblehead doll.
Yes. Which I think this is it right here that I'm looking at.
Really?
I think that's it right there.
Oh. Oh, okay.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it. and then there's a talking teddy bear from the movie Ted 2.
Nice.
We'll clean out all kinds of crap that we have laying around here. But the fire pit from Landis Block and Concrete is cool. That's in there. And $1,000 cash prize from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. And we're adding prizes all the time. So listen starting Monday at 8 o'clock for your chance to win. It's the Fanatic football poll presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. You must be 21. And if you have a gambling problem, just call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, back to the phones with Sly in West Philly. What's up, Sly?
Mikey, what's up?
Sly, I know you were watching those games last night.
Hey, Mike, and that's one of the reasons why I called you. And I've been wondering this for a long time. You look at Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is just tough. And he's not really a great athlete. He don't really even have great ball handling skills.
He doesn't have a great body either. It's amazing what he does.
But and I've told you this before we had this conversation, sometimes certain guys just know how to play. And that comes to my point. A lot of guys, we've had guys from Philadelphia that just know how to play. And I never see the Sixers take advantage of the fact that they have these guys in their backyard and never think to actually get these guys. Like when they got Al Horford, I wanted them to get Marcus Morris. I need somebody that's tough. We need some tough guys, because when you got two stars that are kind of flaky, you need tough guys around those guys to help them. as far as doing all the dirty work and all that kind of stuff. For the price you pay for Al Horford, you could have got both Morris twins. I would have took them both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I look at Kyle Lowry and I go, that's a kid that has a schooled game. And you know what that comes from, Sly? Thousands and thousands of hours of playing ball.
Yeah.
Like, when he was young, like, he figured it out. Okay, this dude's bigger than me. I got to do this. This guy's smaller than me. I'll do this. It's amazing that way this kid adapts to ball.
But that comes from playing in the Sunny Hill League.
It does. It comes from playing every hour of the day, right? Basically what it does.
But also understanding the basics of the game. He's not looking to cross nobody over. He's not looking to look fancy. He just knows how to get the job done. That's the kind of ball I came from. You take advantage of whatever mismatch you had. Like that last play where he posted up Kemba Walker,
yeah,
and that fadeaway. Yeah. It was like I got size on him. Mm-hmm. I can clear some space and just hit that jump shot. It just showed you everything you need to know about this guy. And plus, he takes charges. He's just that type of guy. Always stays in the league for a long time just because they just know how to play basketball.
I totally agree with you, man. Those three pointers, I'm going, that's usually a bad shot, but that dude feels it and he just buried two of them.
Yeah, and because he got that attitude, like you said, him and Marcus Smart. See, you need some dudes on your squad like that.
Yeah,
man.
I agree.
And so that you take the pressure off the guys that we have. They could just kind of play their game and whatever, but you need tough dudes like that to help balance out your squad, and non-squad don't have any of that.
Sly, that's the first thing I was thinking about last night. In fact, I was texting that to you.
Yeah.
The toughness, it makes me feel bad, like watching that toughness in that game. Made me feel bad a little bit.
Yeah, in the Sixers series, as far as guys that competed, Embiid competed. Now, 30th, he competed. Richardson, he competed. And what, Shake? That's it? I mean, Shake tried. I'm talking about a guy who tried.
Yeah.
Off the bench, they barely gave Scott any minutes. And you got Neto. Neto tried, but not enough. And it seemed like Horford was just out there, just floating. He's the veteran. He's the veteran. And he's the guy who's supposed to stabilize it. He just seemed like he was just out there, just floating along, like just.
Watch that play Norman Powell makes last night. And Norman Powell's coming at somebody. He's got a wing open. Right? Mm-hmm. You remember this play I'm talking about? He goes, "Nah, I'm scoring."
Just
and
score.
he gets the 3-point play. He makes the shot.
Yep.
And that's like, it's a mindset. It's like, this game, I'm not gonna let this game slide. You could just see it seeping out of both of those teams last night.
Yeah, and Boston's going to get every call. The last 2-minute report came out, and they acknowledged that Kemba was fouled on the last possession, which means on Friday night, Celtics are going to get every call.
Yeah, Celtics win the series. It's a climb uphill for Toronto, and they'll probably run out of gas.
But they're going to fight.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to fight, but yeah, Boston's going to win. Yeah. It'll be that's the nightmare. Celtics Heat's the nightmare.
Yeah.
We're about to get the nightmare. Yeah. We could live with Toronto Heat. We can't live with Celtics Heat. That's the nightmare.
You're not going to watch, are you?
I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to hate it.
Yeah. I know. Jose in Bethlehem. Jose, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jose.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Jose?
Manly. Listen, I want to talk to you about that game last night. Brian Bleet, that's how you pronounce his name?
Van Vliet. V-L-E-E-T. Van Vliet.
Okay, him and the other guard from North Philly.
Yeah, Kyle. Jose, do me a favor. Can you turn whatever it's on in the background? Can you turn that off?
Sure, man.
Yeah, well, that's no good.
Yeah, those guys both, I know one is from North Philly, but the other one is not from North Philly, but they play like they're from North Philly because I played in the pickup leagues in North Philly, and guys that size, that's the way they play. They play the low post, and I saw that jump shot.
Because that's the way they have to survive. Van Vliet's 6 foot.
Exactly.
He's a 6 foot player. They play with him and Lowry, who's not, what is he, 6'2"? Yeah, 6'2". I mean, so you got to be really tough to survive that, and both of them are.
Dan, you go down in North Philly, man, you got guys walking that court 6'5", and you got a guy 5'11", a lot of times.
I think Van Vliet's from the Chicago area, though.
Chicago's a good ball players. But I was going to ask you something. you and Tyrone about this NBA playoffs. What do you think if the NBA went to a neutral court for the playoffs? Because I've never seen basketball as good as this in the playoffs.
Yeah, basketball's always good in the playoffs, and that's not something. You got to get the home court advantage back to somebody, and basically because of the revenue, they're not going to stay this way.
Right. Okay, listen. The coaches that you have for the Sixers, Tim Duncan and Tyronn Lue will probably be the finalists. My finalists for that job.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan because he's been in the NBA. Championship 5 times. He won 5. And Tyronn Lue played with 4 Hall of Famers, you know, during the time. He played as a player and then he coached 2 of them.
Yeah.
So he has experience. Those two guys will probably be my favorite. I don't want.
All right, so you don't want Billy Donovan?
No, I don't want him. I don't want Ben Gundy. I don't want that guy, that other wacko on TV. What's his name?
Mark Jackson?
Yeah, I don't want him, man. He's bad. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jose. All right, so Phillies tonight, and it's a 6:40 start, and the Phillies slightly favored tonight, -106, and that's interesting because they're sending out Jake Arrieta against Alcantara, who blazed him last time he pitched.
Yeah, that screams Phillies.
Hmm.
It does, and I guess it's coming off to 29-9.
Your starting lineup: McCutchen, Hoskins, Harper, Realmuto, Didi, Segura, Knapp. Knapp is your DH tonight. Yeah, they're going with the left-handed stick. All of a sudden, Knapp is Barry Bonds.
Hey, like 340,
isn't it? Come on, man. I make him no DH.
Ah.
Boehm, Hazley, and Arrieta, the pitcher, obviously. All right, so let's take our final break. We'll come back, and guess what's coming up? Sound Off is coming. A regular feature now. Every day, we do Sound Off. That's coming up after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Alrighty, it's time for Sound Off. By the way, reminder, the Cousins Corner, live from Parks Casino, is coming up after this show. And Sound Off now, a regular feature. We're back with it every day on Sound Off. The number 610-771-9705. If you got something to say, you don't feel like waiting on hold, you want to publish something, boom, give us a call, publish it. Let's see what we have today on Sound Off.
Chumps would rather believe a beautiful lie than an ugly truth. You people supporting the Eagles staff over Jason Peters on this one sound like chumps.
Oh, okay. I thought he said Trumps at first. I thought it was a political message. Now it's chumps. All right.
Is it wrong that I'm actually pretty bummed out about the fact that the Phillies are going to make the playoffs? I mean, if they make the playoffs, that increases the chance that Matt Klentak comes back. So I think you're actually rooting for the future of the team for them to miss the playoffs and have a total collapse. If it means we can finally get Matt Klentak out of here and get a GM who actually has eyes and ears at work and find real baseball talent.
Yeah, I don't know if that was going to be a possibility anyway, that Klentak is going to get fired. And that they're not bad enough for him to get fired right now. So
Tyrone is correct in saying that there's a little bit of a Flyers fan theme to Eagles fans since the Super Bowl. And I think in a couple of years that'll come out and we'll be like we used to be. However, the Eagles organization for the last two decades plus has always been fine with putting out messages to the fan base, not caring if they think we're stupid.
Yeah, I just don't understand the upside of that. I don't know what the need for it is. I mean, you can very easily play it straight and say, we haven't figured out what we're going to do yet. But you don't have to go overboard to perpetrate a fraud.
I think it's more than a little hypocritical about some of these professional athletes and their highly dramatic humanitarian demonstrations when the shoes that they're wearing are made by children in Vietnam that can't even get a bathroom break.
Well, where are your shoes made? I don't know. Can you find any shoes that good old USA made? You go to the USA shoe store? It's pretty much a common thing now, is it?
Yeah, I don't check. And I'm sure he doesn't.
Are there sneakers made in America these days? Are there any sneakers?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, you know, whatever.
Mike, this is Charlie from Venner. I just heard your response about my call about the 51 people killed in Chicago. I'm not another white man. I'm a person that cares about people and everybody. I'm not another white man. I'm another person that cares about the community.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. What's he talking about? What 51?
Yesterday, he called about, he's responding to the sound-off call from yesterday, where he said that the players don't care about lives because they don't care about Chicago. And he responded with... to him, and now that was his response back.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for responding back.
Howie Roseman and the whole Eagle front office, including the owner, needs to get that Mo Howard slap across the face that he would do to Curley and Shin. For you to now make it seem like, out of the kindness of his heart, Jason Peters moved over to left tackle, and then come out today and tell us that you paid him to move over, it's disingenuous, Mike.
Oh, it's a great story, though. All it was missing was mother frickin' goose. Oh, he walked right in and... come on.
Mother goose.
it's a mother goose story. He walked in and felt so terrible that he said, I gotta go back to left tackle for the good of the team. Mother goose.
The Sixers got rejected for an arena on Penn's Landing. You think maybe that's like, yo, Sixers, go to the other side of the river and stay there. Practice over there and play your games over there and take the filla off your jersey. You're a disgrace organization. You haven't been viable for 40 years.
What's the disgrace about it? They're trying to build something. They drafted two players with the intent of making a champion. That's not a disgrace. I mean, why would you want them in Jersey? I would love to have them on the waterfront there. It'd work out. If it goes to Jersey, I don't like it. Frankly, I don't think they should be in Jersey. But now you forced a rich guy to go where he can make the best deal.
You know, I never thought much about Daniel Snyder. I thought he didn't achieve much at all as owner. But he's my hero after this year. What a stroke of genius to call his team the Washington Football Club. Because you stupid, politically correct people were offended by the old name. Go get him, Danny. Whoop them Eagles.
Gee, I didn't know you were a Native American. I didn't know you were of the class of people that gets offended by that. But you have my sympathy, sir. All these years they were discriminating against you as a Native. Oh, what? You're not a Native? You just don't. You're just stupid. Oh, okay. Next.
Hi, Mike. I want to make a comment on the guy that called in yesterday about the 51 kids killed in Chicago. I just want to say I am the same thing. You know, I am the person that grew up in an African-American city, and calling us white, you know, is a racist statement.
No, I don't think it is. I don't know if like, my history books... and the things that I've read and studied and watched, I'm not so sure that the white person was the persecuted man in America. I could be wrong. My history books may have been, like, at the dollar store. But I don't recall the white race being persecuted.
I had to email my older brother today on his personal email, which I rarely do. And one thing to know, he's got an underscore between... first and last name, and I gotta tell you, I'm very anti-underscore. It's a pain in the butt to find it. No underscore, please. Can we get rid of it?
Concur.
Yeah.
I don't love that underscore.
The underscore is the last resort.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the ones?
Because I don't like
them. Then break it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, sound off. Delightful sound off. Everybody heard from. 610-771-9705. The Cousins Corner. Stay tuned. The Cousins Corner is live from Parks. And then Devon Gibbons escorts you through the evening on NBC Sports. Stay tuned for Phillies pregame show and Phillies baseball. Everybody have a great rest of the night. My dog survived. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.